that would come here and there.
Brian Belong is back at work. Just had a chance to visit with the trainers this morning briefly. So they haven't had a chance to work with them yet. So we'll get them on the field internally and see where he is.
Is he able to still kind of stay up with the game plan even when he's not here with the stuff you're able to do?
Definitely. I mean, that's, you know, everything's on the iPad. So, yeah, he's on top of the video and the game plan.
Is the sickness a factor in whether he'll play? I mean, so is it, or is it just the injury?
They think he's starting to get past it. So, really, Dr. McKenzie talked more about, you know, the things they wanted to work with him today just to see where his ankle was at.
Obviously, he probably wasn't doing a whole lot of rehab at home, but he's also probably off his feet a bunch, too. Is there maybe some hidden benefit there?
I understand the course of thinking you're going through there, but, you know, dehydration and all those things, too. So, it's not the best thing for him.
Yeah.
But I'm not a doctor. But, yeah, he's definitely been off his feet.
Adam obviously made a call about Panky. Obviously, had a good camp, but what have you seen in his work this week, and how's he look?
Well, he's very athletic. This is different now. When you get to this point in the season, you know, yesterday was a very physical practice. You know, a lot of combination drills, a lot of individual work. A lot of one-on-one stuff. You know, we're really focused on, as we do each and every year, improving as a football team and also getting ready for the Atlanta Falcons.
Going down there for a Sunday night game, is any different travel, or you do your regular travel and then work out here before you go?
Regular travel schedule. We'll practice meetings, practice tomorrow. Then we'll fly down. Travel is a little different this year. You know, we have to take two planes. Just the situation with Delta. And then we'll have meetings Sunday morning, and then walkthroughs and play the game Sunday night. So.
You did the two-plane thing in the preseason.
Correct. Yes.
You've talked about playing young players. As far as you're going to need your young players down the road, you always figure. So how do you have to kind of force feed them reps in games early in the seasons to make sure that they're ready, or are these games so big that there's no time to?
Well, once again, that's all part of your planning and thought process, but it's really what yesterday's practice is about. Staying with the combination drills and the competitive drills, having competitive periods, getting these guys in there, giving them all reps of the game plan, even if they may not be on the 46. So that we've always done that. All three quarterbacks get to work during practice, which, I guess some places that may not be normal. So you have to develop your younger players all the time, because you may go down to Atlanta and someone gets sick in the hotel. I mean, we've had that happen to us before, and a guy is pulled up. We've had to fly a young man's equipment from Detroit one time and for him to play in a game. So, I mean, you learn from those experiences. And so if they're part of the 63, you have to make sure they get ready to play.
Has that always been your philosophy, or has it been?
Yes. I would think maybe it's fun. We've always done it this way, yes.